Well, I've been sent to Colchester to try and find the human shrub. And where best to start but Shrub End, in an area that's going to be changing over the next few months with the help of Colchester in Bloom.
Hello, Pauline. Hi, Pauline.
So, Pauline, as the councillor for Shrub End, you must know who he is.
No, it's been the most amazing journey watching, or listening and watching the antics. We have no idea whatsoever.
Is it not frustrating that you don't know who he is?
Yes.
I'm sure you'd like to thank him.
Yes and no. It's one would love to know, or just who is this person? But the not knowing, it's just fun. It's really fun, and I certainly would like to thank him publicly for the profile that he's given, the greenery of Colchester and everything else.
So I've come to Shrub End, Rosemary, to find the human shrub. Where best to start but a new wild garden area? Tell me about this space then.
I used to walk through here and I could see there were lots of wildflowers growing naturally, and I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if it could be made into an actual wildflower area? Well, over the next few months, in fact the next few days, we are engaged in planting over 8,000 wildflower plug plants. This coming Saturday we're looking for more volunteers to come along and help with more planting, because we've got an awful lot to do.
Well, I know that planting flowers in Colchester is very dear to the human shrub's heart, so perhaps he was one of the volunteers. Do you have any idea who he may be?
It's possible that the human shrub was here, but if he was, he was in disguise yet again.
And in the meantime, any other ideas of where I could go and look for the human shrub here in Colchester?
Well, we have some fabulous garden centres around Colchester, and I would imagine that's where he would have bought the seeds.
Good idea. I shall head there now. Thank you very much. OK, so I've arranged to meet a lady called Elaine, who works at Poplar's Nursery in Mark's Tay, just outside Colchester, and I'm hoping she's going to have some information about the human shrub. Hello, are you Elaine?
I am.
Hi, Elaine Thomas. Nice to meet you.
And you.
My goodness, you have every sort of conceivable seed under the sun. You must have, what, millions?
Well, there's an awful lot. This isn't even the full range.
No, yeah. Obviously I've been sent to try and find the human shrub, and I thought perhaps, given that you're so close to Colchester, he may have come in here.
Possibly, yeah, that's possible.
Has there been anyone in recently that's bought 70 quid's worth of seeds?
£70 worth of seeds is quite a common purchase. So it could be any number of people. The popularity of seed growing is on the increase compared to what it used to be.
And all the little packets that are in front of us, they're probably, what, the size of slightly bigger than a packet of cigarettes looking.
Yes.
How many of these packets would £70 worth look like then?
It depends on the type of seed. Some of them range from 99 pence a pack up to about £4. Yeah, there's a lot of scope.
Probably right. Well, where else do you suggest I go and look then for them? I've had no joy here.
I think you need to do some research on the internet and go and see if you know a friend of his.
Well, I'm back in the car, and what a good tip from Elaine. I've had a look on the Human Shrub's Facebook site, and I'm now off to meet a chap called Darius Law, who thinks he might be able to introduce me to the elusive human shrub. Darius, I've noticed that you've had a couple of posts on the Human Shrub's Facebook site, and I'm wondering, what can you tell me about the human shrub?
Well, I first met the human shrub back in about 2009. He's quite a shy individual, and he doesn't really enjoy the limelight too much, but steps his head above the parapet whenever he needs to, I guess.
I'm intrigued to find out why he's decided to remain elusive during this whole campaign.
I guess it adds to the mystery. It's probably now part of an institution in Colchester.
Is there any chance you would be able to take me to the human shrub?
I don't suspect he would meet a journalist.
So we can't get to meet him. Is there any chance we could even have a word with him?
Look, I'll see what I can do.
I was deeply saddened when the political humans on Colchester's council threatened to rip up the roses and savage the shrubs. With so much concrete being poured all over Colchester, if anything, we need more greenery. And ultimately, I love hearing the sweet sounds of the birds and the buzz of our greatest friends, the bees. I've seen that some humans have described me as the Banksy of the gardening world. And while I don't think that I'm quite as famous as Mr. Banksy, I'm very flattered by all the kind words of encouragement that many people have given me over the years. I think it's wonderful that the good humans at the Colchester in Bloom organisation volunteer their time to ensure that Colchester remains in bloom throughout the year. My sole mission has only ever been to stop those humans who wield power from spoiling our shared environment. I think and I hope that they've got the message. But just in case they haven't, I will always remain a thorn in the side of anyone if they try and make the same mistake again.